there was something to you guys shooting those pucks from the blue line, just letting it go from everywhere, right?
Yeah. Shout out to our forwards for having good traffic in front of the net tonight and some nice seam plays, obviously making the goalie move side to side. But we stuck to our game plan offensively, and we were able to execute and get some goals from the D out of it.
How much was you guys maybe feeling loose and easy and just firing those pucks against a team that maybe was feeling a little bit of pressure?
Yeah, maybe that could be one of the scenarios for sure. They're definitely fighting for their playoff lives right now. Everyone's aware of that. But for us, unfortunately, where we are, we're just trying to play hockey and build a good culture and good foundation for the guys that are going to be here moving forward. So tonight was just a good night from the D-men, and it was a solid night from the forwards as well. We were the guys that put the puck on net, but our forwards were hunting and doing a really good job for us as well.
And on that front, how much fun is it to get a big win, one where you can breathe a little bit in front of these fans on a night that was meant to reward them anyway?
Yeah, you only got a few weeks left in the season. We had a bit of a homestand here, obviously, going on the road for a week, and we got one more at home when we get back. But I think we went 3-4 at home on this homestand, and we just wanted to show that we appreciate their support, and we're going to battle our butts off until the very end here for them, and hopefully moving forward, it's going to be fun to win in this city.
Was that a thing of added emphasis today for defensemen to rear back and fire? Is it just kind of the way it is?
It was just one of those nights. No, there was no emphasis. Just one of those nights where D were scoring the goals, and we kind of we'll say it was one of those nights, but we just found a way to put some.
It's one of those things though, like when you guys get it going, that you see everyone else doing it, and you're just like, well, why not? I'm gonna look for my shot.
Yeah, Goody started it, and then I got a couple there. Blanks had one, and then Z was just jealous, so he wanted to join the party. So no, it was great. It's just like I said, you can't make that stuff up. It just happens like that tonight, and you never know, we might not score again for a while, but hopefully we do.
Damon, just so you know, the last time this happened was 1992, and Jeff Rimmer called that game for the Capitals.
Jeff Rimmer, always, you can't never forget Jeff Rimmer. We're trying to get rid of that guy. I'm just kidding. I'm going to take him out for dinner in Tampa, so I got to get a jab as much as I can. So.
6 degrees of Jeff Rimmer. I don't know how well you know Blanks, but I know he's kind of had a tough season this year with the injuries and things like that, and you see, there was some real excitement when he scores that goal. Just how nice it was to see him get one.
Yeah, it's huge for sure. And the way he plays, you never know how big he is. And all heart for sure on the guy. And he shoots a puck through. I don't think no one saw it really go in other than a couple guys that were behind the play there. But the goalie didn't see it. He didn't see it. A couple guys didn't see it. So definitely thrilled for him. Obviously, anytime a guy goes through injury trouble, and even there was a hit tonight. I think they got called on a penalty for a little bit of a questionable. He's not a huge guy, so if a guy hits him up high, it's not pretty. So battled through that and got one for us tonight. Played a real good game.
Great, thanks, David.
Thanks, guys.